where the McDonald has got the juiciest scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Segment serial data, and serial system. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald. Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop, post-Super Bowl, post-skull fracture. I am here with two of your favorites, the comedic duo of Brandy and Julie. Welcome back, girls.
So happy that you look great.
Well, I took off the sunglasses. The bruises are getting better, a lot of arnica and whatnot. But I realized when I put on these little gold patches like all the housewives wear when they're trying to act like they're cool on a vacation, like, I don't care about hair and makeup. It covers my bruises perfectly without having to wear the sunglasses. So that's what I'm doing for you today.
You look so refreshed. I'm wondering if the whole thing is a troll. You went off to Aspen, did a full face work. Like, you look so good.
Thank you. Well,
do you feel like shit?
I haven't drank for 7 days. Except I did have a tiny bit of glass of wine last night, but then Peter's like a weird narc about it, so I didn't really.
He's like, don't go to sleep.
No, he's just like, you can have one glass. As he's like smoking a cigar in my face, I'm like, well, maybe the cigar in my head like is not doing me. No, it's just, you know, like I've said before, I am recovering from the fact that I cracked my skull. Like, that is the pain. That's what I'm recovering from. No. We still don't know why I fainted. I never fainted. And I will say, if I wasn't on stage and I felt dizzy, I would have probably sat down and grabbed someone, recovered, been fine, never even told anyone about it. But when you're on stage, you have no place to go. And then I was like, I can't believe God, you know, flicked me, or Mary from Salt Lake City sent Jesus for me. But then after hearing about Bob Saget, that now they said, no, at some point he must have hit his head so hard, which is so weird, that I'm like, wow, had he fallen on stage, whatever caused him to fall, we don't know. But if he had fallen on stage, maybe he'd be here today, because he would have had people like I did insisting that he go to a hospital.
Maybe Mary from Salt Lake City actually sent the angels to help you rather than, I mean, it was so many parallels between Chelsea and then Bob Saget.
Yes.
And you, it was like, so what the? Yeah. It was almost, it felt like, it did feel like a huge troll. Like, this can't be happening.
Yeah. Yes. And so it brought a lot of press and a lot of different types of people. Some hardcore Christian people are not happy.
Oh, my favorite was, first of all, liberal comedian falls on stage after bragging about the vaccine. And it was like one of the, you know, all the, like, the MAGA crowd comes out like, that's what you get for being a vaccine bragger.
Right.
And then one of them was like, on your Instagram, it was like, vaccidents do happen.
You know, you can't win. And then the people being like, she's not funny at all. I'm like, you saw a 12-second joke out of an hour and 10-minute act I do. I've done two stand-up specials. Like, oh, why is she bragging about her period when there's women that can't get pregnant? And that's not funny. Another unfunny female comedian. I'm like, okay, Joe. I mean, they were so awful. And the comments of just one person did say a woman in her 30s fainted. They thought I was 30. Then I did. And then someone's like, do you think she's pregnant again? So
Thank
these
you.
Were the good positive. Mm-hmm. Then I go do Inside Edition. Okay. They reach out, want to do it. They come here and they wanted to make sure, they want proof of vaccination. I'm like, did you not fucking see the bit? Proof of vaccination, a COVID test, this, that. I'm like, let's just do a Zoom. Oh, can we do it outside? Fine. So we do it in my courtyard, and I record it. And I have my sunglasses on, and they're like, won't you take your sunglasses off? I'm like, I just saw an interview you did with Nelly. He got to keep his sunglasses on the whole time. Would you tell a black rapper to take off his sunglasses, but you're going to tell, you know, this woman that had a skull fracture? Like, I'm like, so I show my eyes so they get their, like, moment. Mm. And then I watch it, and Deborah Norville, who's been doing the show for 30 years, goes, Bob Saget, this happened to Bob Saget. But this also happened to this woman, too. This woman! Not stand-up comedian, two stand-up specials, top podcast, above Conan O'Brien. No, this woman. Just this woman that just happened to try stand-up one day in front of...
I'm surprised they didn't call you Karen. I'm surprised they didn't say Karen. Another Karen takes a tumble. There she goes. Lady trying to be funny.
I try to be funny. But the Jesus stuff really bothered me because a lot of people think, like, I don't believe in God or anything because I talked about Jesus and they're sending me Bible things of, like, the fact that I referred to him, like, in a non, I guess, reverend way of, like, hey, Jesus loves me the most, whatever. I'm like, has no one heard this song? Yes, Jesus loves me. I thought we were supposed to know. And I'm like, and Jesus also made comedians, okay?
That's right.
Jesus so likes to laugh. Likes whores, too.
Exactly. So Jesus has made whores, and he's made plastic surgeons. So don't Come say, on, like, lawyers. Jesus doesn't want you to look better.
Jesus was a hippie. Jesus went out into the thing, was like, hey, I'm a Jewish man, all right? However, this isn't cool. Let's all get together. Let's have church in your mind. Let's wear sandals. And
yeah,
like,
I love a Jesus sandal.
Like, what is the problem?
I don't know. I guess if you're really interpret the Bible, you know, as it is, then what I did was mocking, which it wasn't mocking.
Mm-mm. I think you were dead serious, actually.
I don't know. Listen, I think you believed that to your core. I just want to say, like, it what?
I think you believed that to your core, and I think you were dead serious. I don't even think there was any hyperbole there. You were like, Jesus loves me the most.
Okay, first of all, I will tell you something. When Jesus flicked me, and I was back there with the EMTs, I was like, first of all, cannot believe Jesus made me do this in front of all the people canceling the show. Son is here. God. I'm like, Jesus, like, we're buds. You think I'm a hoot. Why would you want these people in Tempe not to see this show? Now, in light of the Bob Saget, I'm like,
yeah.
Jesus
has a plan. You know? Yeah. And we don't know what that plan is until the plan is planned. And we are in the middle of it. And then we might even then not
now
know.
I feel like everything happened the way it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Jesus wanted the world to see this.
Yes.
He wanted people to know about me and, you know, and this guy on TikTok about a discerning dad. He's a big Christian. He's very against my bit.
Yeah, what was the chatter on TikTok? Because we're not on TikTok and I was
TikTok
lurking
so
hard. TikTok
is the meanest place on earth.
Okay.
Except for the people that follow me, then they're nice. They like my stuff. But anybody, you know, they get angry. Why is this on my For You page? I don't know, sir. Like, I'm so sorry that this bothered you. No, they find me old, unfunny. Either I'm, you know, mocking the unvaccinated or I'm mocking the vaccinated or I'm mocking Jesus. I'm mocking. I'm not funny, and Jesus also hates ugly.
It's unbelievable how you managed to offend every single a point of society and microcosm of society with just saying your own.
I'm just not mad at those people that don't like me. They're not listening to this podcast anyway, so who cares?
Well, I'm not mad at your next tour being called This Woman.
Like, this woman.
Thank you, Deborah Norville.
Yes, this woman.
This woman.
Like,
how dare her?
Actually, it should be This Person with a Uterus.
Oh, how about I still get my period?
Yeah.
Jesus loves me the most. Exclamation point.
I think that's really what upset people. Why? Do you think he loves you more than me? Yeah, why are you so mad? How do you know I'm not the favorite?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Obviously, Jesus doesn't have favorites.
Now, I just want to know, did stars come in? Because I have fainted once.
Yes.
So you started to see
like
this.
It was like dots, yeah.
Yeah. So it starts to close in, and people say they're seeing stars, but you really do. It's like, and then you just.
It was like, I saw everything, but I saw like little like dots. Yeah.
And then just.
Right.
And then did you.
Oh, but the other thing people said in fighting with the people that were mean, they were like, so Jesus lets like murderers and pedophiles come around, but. Someone at the Tempe Improv. And he's like, excuse me, sir. Like, excuse me, we have someone you need to flick with your finger. And she is mocking you. Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
He's good. He thinks I'm a hoot.
Yes.
He loves comedy. He's been a juicy scooper from the start.
He loves funny women.
He does.
Because he's the first pro-woman man in biblical history.
That's right. Loves his mother.
Yes. And he loved the other Mary.
Yeah.
He was all about women's rights, doing it, and being funny. He's like, women can be funny, too.
Yeah, I totally remember that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a verse.
I think it comes through in the Bible.
Right. It's in the Torah, for sure. Women can be funny, too. Wow. We say it at bar mitzvahs.
Let's talk about Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh.
I have to say, I loved the halftime show. It made me proud to be my age, proud mm-hmm. to be from LA. I just thought it was freaking fun and loved it.
Snoop is timeless. Like, he looks the same as he did 30 years ago or whatever.
They all look good.
They all look good. They look great.
And just the way it started, I got chills so many times, and I thought it was really fun.
I was, I thought it was real dorky, and I wondered why Kendrick Lamar, it was like...
He didn't fit in.
Well, I thought it was like cringy, dorky, and then he came on and was so cool, and then it went back to cringy, dorky, and I was like... Why didn't everyone just copy Kendrick Lamar? Or why does he come in and he's so...
Why do you think it was Kendrick? Because it's like too old for you.
Well, no, I'm sure it's my correct age. But I don't know. I don't know if it was like... I don't know what it was about it. But I know that's the way the Super Bowl... We recently looked up one Super Bowl halftime show with like Faith Hill.
Yeah. Oh.
And that was all country people. And it was horrific. And I was like, what was everyone doing when this came on? Oof. So they're always mm-hmm. like that. I don't know. Last year, I loved The Weeknd. So that's also like soccer mom music as well. The Weeknd is like, hey, guys, I like pop too. You know, it's like I roll my windows up when I'm like enjoying
it. I just thought the fact that they had booked them before knowing it was going to be Rams, right? And that it was in L.A.,
yeah.
I felt like proud to be born and raised in LA. That's what I loved about it.
Yeah. I did like seeing them. I think they could have done, I could have done without Eminem and his, I didn't really know what facial hair was doing.
I didn't even know it was facial. Like, but that song, You Got One Chance.
Yeah.
Dude, you know, that's what I was playing before I went out on stage at the Tempe Improv.
Yeah.
It is a good jam. I'm not going to lie. I will work out to it.
It is the perfect.
I will work out to it. But seeing him.
I thought he looked like the sketch of the Oklahoma City Bomber.
Really?
The cartoon sketch.
Oh, okay. God, you guys are harsh.
But I know. No, I thought I love that Dre and Snoop and Kendrick Lamar are from L.A.
Yeah.
I like love that part. And it was in L.A. You know, I mean, I'm just trying to be honest. It's like your uncle doing his thing, you know?
Okay. I loved it all. Someone wrote Mary J. copied Heather when she laid down.
That was
Carla Westbrook. Thank you.
Shout out Carla. That's hilarious.
I wanted a little more of no more drama in our lives.
Yeah.
It's been a drama filled last few years. I thought they would highlight that part of the song a little bit more, but they didn't.
Yeah. I could watch Mary J. Blige the whole time. I mean, she's just.
And gorgeous. And listen, let's now talk about the real drama that was happening. Kanye West, I'm just going to go through. I was told by my friend, start grabbing every single post he does because he's going insane and you're going to like. So I took a bunch. It started out with, God, please bring our family back together with Kim and the kids and everything. Now, then there's so much that went on. First of all, a couple of days ago, he went after Billie Eilish saying, I'm not doing Coachella because Billie Eilish made a joke like she was on stage and she's like, don't worry, I'm not going to Travis Scott you or something because people were getting crowded in the. So he's like, I'm not doing Coachella. All right, don't do it. All right, whatever. Then he goes after Cudi. I like Cudi.
I always wish it was Kid Cudi.
Orange.
Yeah, Kid Cudi.
And he said, you're not going to be part of Donda 2 album because you're not being loyal to me. And then he writes, Kanye writes, I would have never asked for the loyalty if it was never offered. And I found a cool picture because I love Cudi. And I always will, but Donda 2 is about running back in that burning house, okay? Then, I mean, it just goes on and on. They go on. Then, okay, Kid Cudi writes, too bad, I don't want to be on your album anyway, you fucking dinosaur. Ha, ha, ha. Everyone knows I've been the best thing about your album since I met you. I'm a praying for your brother. And then Kanye put that part and wrote, just so everyone knows, Cudi will not be on the Donda because he's friends with you know who. And we all speak in Billy language now.
Because she didn't name check Travis Scott. She just said, don't worry, I won't go on with the show till I know you're better.
Oh, she did it.
So he's now sort of speaking in riddles, he thinks.
Oh, thank you for figuring out the riddles. Okay, so then He starts posting with a yellow legal pad. My account is not hacked. 2/13/22 And he does.
Can I just
a
say
bunch
on that
these.
Picture?
Yes.
What we need someone to do, and this is a definitely a job for the Juicy Scoopers, because yeah. these people are private investigators. They're right. internetpi.org.net. There's. He wrote on this paper. The paper you can see a ghost writing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What does that say? That's yes, what we need. Yes, that's the yes. scribblings no, of yes. a...
That is, he was writing on the previous page right. in the blue marker.
And we want to know what he was writing.
Through.
Because
yeah.
you know he was talking shit on the previous page. The ramblings
I mean,
of
he
a...
he had such a busy day. So yeah. he did this. He did a swipe of him. Then he put the mask on, holding up the same sign, mask, the same thing. Then someone made this for him and he liked it. And it was West versus Davidson. And it's like a scary, like Avenger type of movie thing. And then he wrote like a poster. And he Kanye West wrote this. This ain't about skeet people. It's about selling you all a narrative. Skeet just playing his part in Frozen 3. Except it's not in the theaters this time. It's on the Daily Mail. And he added an E in Daily. Very weird. Tell Bob and the entire Disney staff you wasted your money on Star Wars and Marvel because even though it makes money, you will never control the... Okay.
Heather, so I don't, Heather can on. Never make it to the end of wow. one of his posts. She just like goes.
So then he takes a text that Pete Davidson sent him where Pete is saying something to the extent of... I'd never get in the way of you and your children. How you guys about raising your kids is, you know, about you, not
your
mine.
Business, yeah.
I do hope your business, not mine. I do hope one day we can meet and be friends. That's what Pete had written up. Kanye takes that screen grab of a text from Pete Davidson and wrote, "No, you will never meet my children." First of all, how do we know that they haven't met?
I do.
I know
say,
he
though.
Was there. I know he was there Christmas Eve. He's met the kids, Kanye.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He has definitely met the kids, though. I will say this. I feel Kanye on this one. I do. I got a chill when he wrote, "No, you will never meet my children," because he can't take it. He can't. It's like, I can't. When you're just broken up and some guy is going in and going to go around your kids, that's got to be hideous.
As an isolated screenshot, it seems powerful because he's doing all caps.
Yes.
But yet now, after seeing your screenshots, he's clearly doing an all caps on all of his.
Yeah, he put that on the thing where it's everything's all caps.
He's doing all caps, so okay.
Then he posts a post that Pete Davidson had done a couple years ago. Pete Davidson got a Hillary Clinton tattoo. And so he found this text, this Instagram, where Pete Davidson wanted to get a Hillary Clinton a Christmas gift, so I got a tattoo of my hero. Thanks for thinking you're badass. So he's just letting, in Kanye's mind, he wants people to know that he has a Hillary Clinton tattoo, Pete Davidson.
And I would say a naughty, somewhat. I mean, Hillary Clinton's never looked better.
Never looked better. She's got longer hair. She's wearing like a little, you know, cute jacket.
Yeah,
and
her
a
face
necklace.
Looks cute. She's like jaunty.
Then he does another post of just Pete's body and just kind of like a slobby outfit. And he goes, "Look at this dickhead. I wonder if Instagram's going to shut down." Wait, hold on.
Oh my God.
Wait, hold on. Sorry. There's so many here. Where did it go? I wonder if Instagram is going to shut down my page for dissing Hillary Clinton's ex-boyfriend. So now he's insinuating that they had a full-blown fucking affair.
Well, we know Hillary Clinton loves big dick energy, if we know anything, right?
Jeez.
And she loves a skank.
She sure does.
And then, so she would like
Pete
Davidson.
Then he does another screen grab of a post that Pete Davidson and Machine Gun Kelly did with their pants down, just acting like just two teenage boys or whatever. And again, he said, "No, you'll never meet my children," like as if they're going to have their underwear out when the kids are around,
yeah.
but whatever. Then he says, Kanye says, you know, that Pete David had sent intimate photos to Ariana to Mac Miller. With a way to end the rapper's hope of rekindling a relationship with her, Ariana discovered this end of weeks by Mac's relatives and ended the relationship. Now, it didn't Mac Miller die.
Yes.
So that's sad, too, because now he's trying to act like Pete Davidson did something shady to hurt him while he was alive. Now they're at the game.
Oh, my gosh.
Now they're at the Super Bowl. And it's Kanye with the face mask on, full face mask and a hoodie, and some guy friend of his. And then North, who's there?
She is looking really pretty growing up. Like, it's crazy.
Okay, the thing is, you guys, she really is only 8.
That's a little
like,
disturbing.
I feel like she's acting like she's like 15, 16. And I saw this study about how girls today are skipping, like they're little girls to like 7, and then from like 8, they just, it's like, it's over. There's no 8, 9, 10, 11.
Like they're tweens.
Yeah, it's like, oh, give me my nails, let me do my dance on TikTok.
It makes a lot of sense in what we see online. Like they're going from 8 to 15. That
yes.
sucks. That's
yes.
awful.
Yeah. So then
it doesn't help that her dad's in a mask with his hood up. Like she
right.
clearly needed to like accelerate her maturity.
Then
fast.
This was kind of great. Whoa. Judd Apatow happened to be a couple rows behind him and posted this. Judd Apatow, as you know, for people, the comedian, he's a director, writer. I'm sitting near Kanye. He seems very hot and sweaty in the mask. I overheard him say, man, I wish I didn't go with this mask today, but now I'm in and I can't really bail out. Do you think I could lose it at halftime? Seems like a logical place to make a change. His friend said, no, you have to commit. Then Kanye said, I wish we would have cut some more vents in this thing. Then his pal said, I told you to go with the creepy contact lenses, but you didn't listen. You never listen. Go Rams. About the funniest thing Judd Apatow has ever done. And
I think
like hilarious. I mean, for you guys that aren't from LA, it was a super hot sunny day yesterday.
Yep.
85, maybe 90 in the afternoon. By 5 o'clock, maybe it was maybe 75, 80. Like it did not, but in the first 2 hours of the game, it was sun ablazing hot.
Yeah.
I have a quick question.
Yes, please.
Why is there a 1980s style stationary bike sitting right there?
That's for them to warm up and stay warm in between plays.
So. Oh. I don't know. I'm not.
It looks like Luann De Lesseps is on the field
yes,
as well.
This is a girl walking by that looks just like Luann, I swear. Okay, then now it's the day after Super Bowl. And Kanye writes, I didn't wake up and fight for my family to trend over the Super Bowl, but it happened. The Super Bowl brings families together for everyone married. Hold your spouse close. Make sure they know how much you love and appreciate them because there's a skeet, aka Pete Davidson, lurking.
Peter
in
was out there like, "Where's Skeet?"
Alley, waiting to help destroy your family and walk around in Calvin Klein's around your children. The underwear. That's where the underwear post comes in.
Oh my gosh.
I wish my wife was with me and our children sitting at the 50-yard line at Kim Kardashian. Always remember, Wait. West was your biggest W.
Win.
Oh.
Oh, thanks God. Thank God nice. You're there. I can't
be...
Wow. Hey, look, Heather, now, did Super Bowl bring your family together? And was Peter concerned there was a skeet lurking just outside while he was smoking his cigar and narking on your wine?
No, we were good. We went across the street to our neighbors and they had a taco guy. And then later in the day, I had like a hot dog too. So I had like a two meal thing happening.
I think the Super Bowl does bring families together.
And I do think there's a skeet lurking in every alley.
You know who it didn't bring together? Julia Fox and Kanye West. According to Daily Mail, it's over now. It's officially over. She was seen crying, leaving LAX alone after liking Kim Kardashian's Instagram posts and deleting all the photos of the rapper on her Instagram.
I didn't know. So he's crying and being like, where's our family? Where's our family? While getting with her?
No, I think he just ignored her the last couple
they
days.
They broke up. And but he got with another girl, Chaney, whatever her name is.
Chaney. Oh,
he took another girl so he screened his documentary, which looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeezus or something. I forget what it's called. And he took Chaney something, who they call...
Dick Chaney?
They call her like a Kim Kardashian. Like she's like a double for Kim Kardashian. He took her as his date to preview his
documentary.
When
was that? Wow. Saturday?
Yeah, it was.
Well, then Sunday he did do the church services. Oh, and apparently
God, I wanna go to that.
Chris and all of them went.
I want to go to that. I would love to see that.
Then another point is he said he wrote one of his posts was to Michael Che from SNL, saying like, I'll double your salary if you just never have to see that lurking skeet again. And then Michael Che wrote first of all, he cleared out all of his stuff just like Kanye does, and just left one sliding show, which I didn't screen grab them all, but it was hilarious. It was on the white piece of paper, just like he did, him basically saying, I will, but it's got to be three times the salary. I'm talking $90,000 a year. Hilarious.
That is hilarious. SNL.
Yeah. And he was like, yeah, like I'm down to like, you know, joking, like I'll never talk to Pete Davidson again. And, you know, he goes, but only if you tell me what you're wearing the night before so we can go twinsies the next day. And so, so funny.
I love that.
I mean,
he cleared
the whole
out
thing
his,
was just hilarious.
I mean, I'm interested to see how Pete Davidson destroys Kim Kardashian, because he is, for whatever you think of Kanye, Pete Davidson, he wreaks havoc in his wake. I mean, he does.
And if you were Pete Davidson's like relative or mom, I could be his mom, I guess. Would I be scared for his life at this point?
That he's just going to get picked off?
I don't know. I would call him up. I'd say, son, time to find some new pussy.
Yeah. I mean.
I just, come on.
And I would call up Kim Kardashian if I was Chris, and I'd be like, this isn't good for the brand. I mean, and just in general, I just don't like them together.
I mean, the thing is, though, anyone she gets now, is this going to be his MO? You know, he should have thought about that when he didn't let North wear any colored clothes until she insisted on it.
Yeah.
The whole house looks like a marshmallow. You know, she had to wear the 100 and, you know, in 110 degree heat in the valley. She had to wear a big ski jacket. Mm. She had to wear the leggings. She had to wear all these ugly things. She had to do whatever he said.
Remember, she sat on the marble table and all her tanner got all over it. And then she had the whole staff.
She was terrified.
Terrified. Of the tanner
they
on the
changed
marble.
The marble a million times. The house was never completed. It was just like, and then all the weird stuff. And then he said, I think even at one point, did he not admit to cheating on her too?
I don't think he ever admitted. I didn't know
maybe
he
did.
But
I don't know. But like, she just,
yeah,
she just wants her freedom from this craziness.
Yeah. But she jumped right into the thing, and I agree. And he's a lot. I mean, he's a lot, and she went through a lot. But now you're jumping right in with Pete Davidson, who we know is, you know, an avid drug user, which I have zero problems with. I myself am one. But
okay.
I'm just saying,
yes,
it's not really Kim Kardashian's vibe at all. She does not. She barely drinks. She drinks like sours.
Well, and
like
he's bipolar
sours.
And stuff too, right,
yes,
Pete Davidson?
Exactly.
So maybe she's used to that.
But that doesn't
mean
that's
good for
her.
But he takes his meds and Kanye doesn't. That's the difference.
I mean, maybe. But
I just think she wanted some fresh, different dick.
Yeah.
She got it. Now let's just call it a day. He lives in New York. You live in L.A. You have four kids. You're trying to be a lawyer. You have a crazy ex. You know, Julia Fox, I'm done with her. I do not care about Julia Fox. I stop telling me, oh, she was so good and Uncut Gems. I'm not seeing that movie. I don't care. No. I don't like how she behaves through this whole thing, wearing the outfits and doing all the press. And good. I hope someone casts you in something else. I do, because otherwise this was all for nothing, and you didn't win a fan here.
No.
I mean, not three fans.
No, we're with. I mean, we stand with Kim.
Yeah,
and
of course.
Chris,
yeah,
Cross,
Kim. Yeah,
and of course Kylie.
And now, I mean, what an idiot she feels like. Oh, I wasn't special, being dressed in your, you know, Balenciaga pants that have the matching shoe, that all one long thing, like I look like the Grinch coming out. Yeah.
Yeah, remember
now
when Kim
wore
the thing pregnant with all the one thing?
She could wear the gloves and the shoes and the,
I will say that Heath Ledger, I mean, I get a little uncomfortable when I see someone in a mask like that, because
why?
Heath Ledger, the night he died, he went out in a mask like that. He was, and that was the night he died. So anytime I see someone, I'm like, we're
wait,
really
why? And so you think what? He didn't get enough oxygen?
I just think he was having a mental episode, and he couldn't. This is just what I think. I think he couldn't get through the night, so he was taking things to stop freaking out. He went, tried to go outside because he didn't want to be alone, but then he wore the mask. And so anytime I see someone in a mask like that, I'm just like, oh God, don't Heath Ledger it. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. It's creepy.
I'm just exhausted. Okay. Are you guys watching Inventing Anna? Have you heard about this show?
Yes.
Okay. You are familiar with the real story?
Yes.
Well, Heather, you got us, unfortunately, addicted to this shit. We can't quit it now.
Okay. So how far along are you in it? This is on Netflix, you guys. And this is Shonda Rhimes has done a scripted show about a real story about this girl, Anna Delfrey, who I remember where I was when I read the Vanity Fair article, and she got exposed because she befriended this girl who wrote for Vanity Fair. She was always picking up food and everything. They went on a fancy trip to Morocco, and then her credit card didn't work, and then the Vanity Fair girl had to put down her card, and the only card that then worked was her Vanity Fair card, and $62,000 was, which she never got back from Anna to her Vanity Fair thing. So she wrote about it, and we looked it up. She also wrote a book that came out in 2019.
And then I think she got fired from Vanity Fair.
Yes,
which is completely
Being Anna's Friend. So I started watching it, and the first episode, I was not into at all. Because I was like, okay, so Shonda Rhimes has created characters and a story around this fictional character who is writing for Manhattan Magazine about Anna. I'm like, why aren't we just not writing about the girl that wrote for Vanity Fair?
We're 1,000% same with you. We were like, I'm like, fast forward till we get to Anna. I don't care about this writer.
Oh my God. I was like, I don't care about this pregnant writer and like her story and like her old crony friends. I'm like, get to her scamming
people.
Oh, you
don't like the old writers in the corner? We're like, what are you doing, young lady? Well, we've been here. We apparently don't have any work to do. We sit here waiting for you. Do you need us to investigate for you? Hold on.
Yeah, they're always getting coffee.
I found 14 different people that you can link to later. You got to call them up. I mean, it's just like, really? I mean, it's so.
Okay,
Come on.
With my head injury, I had to take this in small doses because her voice.
You mean Anna's?
Anna's voice. Now, the actress playing Anna, I think she's probably doing a pretty great impression of this girl. I believe she's a good actress.
According to the Twitter account of, the woman's real name is Jessica Presley, I think.
The writer.
The real writer who this is based on, who did the first...
The Vanity Fair girl.
She wrote the article for the New York Magazine, and then Vanity Fair came after that. She was the first one.
Oh, okay.
So this girl that this journalist is based on, that's a similar thing of... She got fired from the Bloomberg, and she got lied to.
Oh, so this is a real person. Okay, I just thought that person was created.
Based on. And she tweeted and said that Julia Garner's accent is actually literally the same as Anna Delvey. Well, and she's a genius.
She said that was the question she gets getting asked the most right now. Is that how she sounded,
and
Anna?
She said exactly the same.
I can't believe that this girl, I don't care how rich she is, had one fucking friend want to sit through with a meal.
I remember
because I'm working on the voice and I can kind of do it.
The same Vanity Fair article you read is the one I read. Yeah. I didn't read the one in New Yorker or New York Magazine or whatever. And I remember the one thing that was throughout the whole thing was this bitch and her weird ass accent.
Yeah.
Nobody could place it. Was it Russian? Was it German? Was it Hungarian? What was it? It was annoying.
Right.
Well, my father is going to send all my money because I have a trust fund. And the Anna Delphi Foundation is going to be like a Soho house for the rich and the more famous and the special people. Why are you so fat? Why are you ugly?
She kept the fat when she said that. There was those lines, though, did amuse me. Did you guys remember the part when
the guy said, and I love how Shonda Rhimes does this as a throwaway, and I'm like, please let there be a spinoff of the shit she took in the bathroom where he said she doesn't smell human. He said she went upstairs to the bathroom.
Oh, there's this part. Let me just explain.
Okay, yeah.
There's a part where this guy who's, you know, worked for a bank that was going to loan her all this money because she wanted to create like a Soho house, like a private dining club, but for artists and stuff. And the way she met people and everybody, so everyone kind of vouched for her to the next rich person. And this guy's like, yeah, he said, she went to the bathroom and there was no toilet paper in the bathroom or something.
Yeah. Right?
And then she came back to the meeting and he said that it just smelled so disgusting that
he kept thinking, is this person human? This person can't be human.
Yeah.
And then I asked Julie, was it the smell emanating from the bathroom? And Julie thought it was emanating from her underwear, which did not get to use toilet paper on.
I mean, I don't know if that's true. I mean, I don't know if that's
Well, I'm here to explain what happened to you both. What happened to me?
What happened with that?
Well, I was trying to, you know, get my loans for my $40 million for the Anna Delphi Foundation. I like to call it ADF. Mm-hmm. And I had told Alan that I had to have this money right away because my father, he does not respect me because I'm a young woman who's beautiful. And when you're young and beautiful, it's a boys' club and nobody wants to help you. So when I went to the bathroom, I went, you know, I had to defecate. And there was no toilet paper. And I was not going to miss out on an important meeting because people don't realize that even important, young, beautiful girls have to take a shit too.
Well, you know what did you use to wipe?
That is so brave.
What I used to wipe, there was not a lot to wipe with. I used the brown part of the actual toilet paper that went around. It was cardboard and it hurt my asshole. But yeah. I was going to show people that even though I'm young and beautiful, mm-hmm. that I am a German heiress. I don't care what other people say I am. And my father sometimes very mean to me.
Mm. You wipe with the toilet paper roll with the cardboard.
Right.
Yeah. So then maybe it smelled. I don't know what that fortress guy wanted from me, but I wanted my $40 million.
Yeah, he was just being sexist.
I wonder if she had a strange diet and was why her number twos were so...
Maybe she had a lot of borscht.
Aromatic.
Well, it was aromatic. A diet of all the best foods. Caviar, pate.
Lobster.
Lobster.
Uh-huh.
A trout with the head on still on it, where they do it at the table. All the best. All the best. Because I am the best.
Yeah.
No,
I don't want to be with broke bitches that clean my room like sad maids.
No, that's true. Yeah.
There was no mention of any of the articles I've ever read. Mm. I have never read one thing about this boyfriend.
Now, that was a fabrication as well. Or no, it was half a fabrication.
Yes. And I think that's what's kind of fun about it is like, yeah, she created, Shonda created that she had a boyfriend that had this like app and he was recruiting people to invest in that. And that's where she sort of got the idea for this foundation. But I think that is just something that Shonda came up with.
Well, that guy is also real. So that guy.
Oh, really? God,
so
you've done your research.
So
Julie.
I got, yeah, because I was like, God, honest truth,
because
I'm watching
you don't remember
this
from that article.
No,
like,
no. I don't remember any of that. And also, I realized while I'm watching this, and this is the genius of Shonda Rhimes, as I'm watching this, I'm like, why am I rooting for this girl? I'm like, I'm actually now, she's setting her up, at least at the beginning, to make it that the men are doing this to her, and she just wants
I was never rooting for her. I hated her.
I mean, because in the article, you get so grossed out by her.
Yes.
But then it's hard to then like her, but Julie wasn't as...
But also, I don't think she's, like, fun or nice.
She isn't.
Did
she's a bitch.
Did she make anyone crack up? And, like, yeah, listen, go ahead, finish what you're saying.
This is all true, and it's just like the guy said. The guy, there's a line in the show where the gay fashion guy is like, she is a hideous bitch, and for whatever reason, I was... enraptured by it. I needed her. I was obsessed with having her, that energy, whatever it was, that she was so horrid, but he was like obsessed with her ambition or something.
Well,
so it just,
yeah.
So whatever. And then I'm just like, why am I, I'm being
Listen.
Manipulated. But
yeah. Go ahead.
The boyfriend, they don't know for sure exactly, but they know that for a fact, for 2 years, she dated a guy who had an app. It was the same situation. He had TED Talks. He was an entrepreneur.
The app was about dreams.
The app was about dreams. He did disappear to the Emirates, and no one can seem to get a hold of him. And his Instagram and his Twitter is still the last thing he tweeted or Instagrammed was from like 2014. And he is a Korean, I believe. I don't know if he's Korean-American or whatever, but he's like a Korean something.
He's like a tech guy.
Tech. So there was a lot of that guy based on him that was true.
Well, I was fascinated when I read the article, the Vanity Fair article, like way before. It was just that, you know, yeah, when someone is rich, whether it's like the Tinder swindler and they're paying for things and they're hosting things, and then when they are in a jam, like, can you just give me a card? I can see why people mm-hmm. say, okay, you know, like, oh my God, you've been so generous with me. And also, yeah, the rich friend that picks up for everything, guess what? People meet her for lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're
exactly.
known as the one that's always picking it up and your other friends are nowhere near you financially, they do what you want to do. And
how many episodes are you in?
Right now, I'm at the part, finally, they've gotten back from Morocco.
Oh, okay, so we haven't seen the trip yet.
Okay, so the trip is coming, and so I don't know how many are left, but it does get better. If you were like me and you didn't love the first episode because you knew the story, I say stick with it. You will enjoy it.
My advice is fast forward all the parts with her and the pregnant and the husband. From Workaholics. The journalist is pregnant,
and yeah, that's pretty boring.
Everyone's like, we like it now. Storylines of like, I need this for my careers. Like,
yeah.
No. Like, get to Anna and her weird accent and all of that. And I also am not against a social club for artists. I just think it wasn't a terrible idea.
Right.
And a lot of people said that.
Honestly, what I would like to have seen in a story is her point of view. And where did she – her whole story, why did she start doing this? When did she, you know, not the people that were deceived, but actually the person who is doing the deceiving. We never see – we only, you know, Dirty John, Tinder Swindler, we never see the person that's like, oh, like I just watched
She'd
this
have to be honest.
2020 about this woman who 17 years after being convicted admitted finally behind bars, I did do it. I did get this guy to kill my husband. And this is why. And I knew my husband was going to find out that the actual bad person I was inside. And to me, I'd rather have him be dead and risk me getting caught than him actually knowing what an awful person I am. Like, it was, that's what I want to know. Wow. Like, what is in the mind of this person? But we looked it up and she got, the real Anna girl, got $325,000 from Netflix.
Yeah.
But again, I don't feel like we're getting her side of the story. I wonder if the girl who wrote the Vanity Fair article, who also wrote a book called Being Anna's Friend that came out in 2019, did she get any money from Netflix? Because clearly they read her book.
That Jessica, the other woman, definitely did.
Yes.
This journalist, for sure. Because she was tweeting like, we're almost there. The show's about to air and the Netflix and da-da-da-da. Like, she's clearly...
Who all got for sure. money for it? Yeah. And then speaking of Julia Fox, people said Julia Fox was tweeting about the real Anna.
Oh, she knew her?
Is it Delphi?
Delvey.
Delvey. The real Anna Delvey supporting her, saying go to her GoFundMe. She is now out. She got out in 2019.
2021. She got out February 2021.
2021. And... of the 325, she only got to keep like $22,000 because she owed her attorneys, she owed retribution, she owed whatever, and she still has not been sent back to Germany yet. But
and she's not even
she not sent back to. And they put Russian. Juicy Joe back to Italy for doing stupid shit, and they're not sending this person back.
I know,
for literally stealing thousands and hundreds of thousands from individual people. Ugh.
Speaking of this, I thought this you'd enjoy this. I saw this in Page Six. Tobey Maguire was out Thursday night at a club, and he could not land a girl during a night out with Leo DiCaprio. They were at the club. They got photos of them together. They said the duo has been working together since 1993, and 20 years later in The Great Gatsby. And there was also this never-released film which starred the gang, including a monologue about Maguire talking about anal masturbation. Just thought that was funny that Page Six stuff in it. So they said the girls, nobody wanted to be with them. No one wanted to get, you know,
is
with
this in LA?
Toby.
Oh, it's with Toby. Because I guess DiCaprio has his girl. It writes, DiCaprio, 47, and Maguire, 46, have been friends for decades and were part of a notorious group of thespian pals that dubbed themselves the Pussy Posse. Other members included Lucas Haas, Kevin Connolly, and David Blaine.
Oh, barf. Just a bunch of D-bags.
This is where I want the women's vigilante group to go out. I would just take a bunch of dykes and be like, where's the Pussy Posse?
Yeah, if Anna Delvey had robbed these guys, we'd be like,
be thrilled. The Pussy Posse, go kill
yourself. Anyway, they could not get laid. Okay, now I want to talk about Real Housewives of OC. These pictures are not great because I was laying in my bed with a head injury.
I love your TV screenshots.
But
they're my favorite.
I like Gina. She seems like a nice girl. This has got to be about the worst Cabo dress outfit I've ever seen. She wore puffy sleeved, a jean crop top with like then a high-waisted knee-length navy skirt that you'd wear to court.
Yeah, I'm like, is she in a pencil skirt? Like a
it was
upscale
the worst
business?
Combo outfit on for your night in Cabo on TV.
She wears a lot of unflattering things for her body shape. I mean, notwithstanding. Like, Gina.
As you know, Noella was married to Sweet James, personal attorney injury. attorney, and I was looking through her Instagram, and I came across one of the last photos that they spent together, bragging to the world that they're going on a private jet while she wore an Aaliyah t-shirt.
Oh, my God. Too soon.
If you don't know, but Aaliyah died in a private plane. She was with a group of people. I remember reading about it. I think they brought in too much luggage, might have caused the plane to go down. But she very much...
What's your take on Noella here?
I'm so glad you asked. as Noella, I mean, I'm so saddened because Sweet James was my best friend. My best friend. And then, I mean, he serves me from Puerto Rico. I have no clue. I am broken. And Heather Dubrow is just cruel. Cruel. I got her daughter, being that I was her bisexual big sister, I got her an LGBTQIA
Cards
of Humanity set. Thinking it would be fun teaching her how to do rim jobs and lick pussy. And Heather Dubrow just accused me of giving her pornography. I don't know. I think that she, here she's showing under boob cleavage. I think she's pretty. I think she's thin. I went through her Instagram. She shows, does a tour of her dungeon, her sex dungeon.
Which I think looks really tacky.
She has it. She went through four different toys that she likes to use, explaining where they go to give you an orgasm. And so my prediction is, will not be asked back next year if the show comes back at all. Will not be asked back. But we'll secure a deal for selling vibrators and do OnlyFans.
Why do you think they're breaking up?
Why do I? I think because she went on the show and he realized, like, I can't be associated with this. And he knew that the dungeon was going to come out and the stack of vaginas. Did you see the Stack of Vaginas episode?
Yeah, we didn't see that episode. We saw the Aftermath episodes.
So she says...
This is her personal picture?
Yes.
Because she said that was her fantasy, right?
She said they go out to the Quiet Woman, which I used to call the Silent Lady. I always forget what the name of the restaurant. And Shannon Bedore is at her famous table where she says, "That's not my fucking plate, you bitch!" You know, and so she's... She's there, and it's Emily, who's now her whole storyline is that she's pretending to be an alcoholic. I don't know. And she's always just like, "Oh, I raised the bar and shut it down too." So
like, "Where's my car?" That's Emily.
Yeah. And then Noella comes, and they're like, "We were told by Jen the doctor," whose scenes I do skip through. Mm-hmm. Jen the doctor is very boring.
Draining, and it's a downer.
And they said, "Do you gave your husband for his birthday or whatever, for your anniversary, a stack of vaginas?" So then they cut to her, and she's like, "First of all, it was his birthday, so get your story right." As if that matters. And she's like, "It's really beautiful. It's a stack of vaginas." And she shows the photo. So it's her on the bottom because you can see her skinny legs. They're all wearing the tights with the little snaps.
Garters.
Yeah. So that your vag is
open.
Got an open.
Yeah.
And so then it's her on the bed, then another girl laying on top of her, and another girl laying on top of her. So I think people were kind of confused. What does this mean? Okay. It means that Sweet James, personal injury attorney, all over Los Angeles, Southern California, then puts his dick in all three, and then you don't know who's, and then you're supposed to, or they blindfold him, and then he's supposed to guess which one is Noella's. I don't know what the game is, but
he was my best friend. We exploited hookers together, and took photos of their backside and put it on Real Housewives of OC together. We are best friends.
Yeah.
I think if there were ever a cautionary tale for personal injury lawyers to stay away from Bravo and the Real Housewives, I think it's done been done.
Any attorney. Yeah. I mean, if you're an attorney and your wife is meeting a few housewives,
vaginas.
Yes, wanting to be on this show, the answer is no.
You got to discourage it.
And
you
he said when he, like, he then did a testimonial a couple of weeks ago or whatever, and he said, she brought me down a road of immorality that was not what I wanted and is not me. And I wish her the best, but that is why we are breaking up.
Okay. Well, also, like,
so she, you did do she that, was though, the sexual so. Deviant, he's yes. saying, not yes. him. Mm-hmm. Even though, I don't okay. know, takes two to make that tacky takes dungeon. Two. I'm not against the sex dungeon, but I just thought it looked so tacky. It looked very 90s.
Sad room.
Yeah, it wasn't even like, I don't know.
Takes two to stack up a stack of vaginas.
Then Shannon said,
"Oh,
I grew up on boats."
Shannon's been, I've been enjoying, I mean, when we watched the last couple episodes, I was just like, Shannon is having some fun. The sombrero,
is this guy like a Harry from New York Housewives? Her boyfriend?
I think her boyfriend's normal.
Okay.
I think he's just a normal guy that she's been dating for
years. He wasn't very nice to her on the show, I didn't think.
Well, of course, they're going to show the times where he's ordering around the boat.
Yeah, that was, so you think not that, one time that, he was nice to her.
That they, Julie got all lezzy and protective over Shannon.
Okay.
But we don't know. You're watching more than us. So they have a normal, good relationship. Shannon's being treated well. And he's not using her a la the
Countess.
I mean,
here's the thing. They are divorced people with older kids. Will they end up together? Who knows? I think Shannon likes the fact that she has like a decent looking guy that has a boat that's her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I don't think she wants to be single when David and Leslie Bedore are at the Rams game in their Louis Vuitton matching outfits. I think she'd as happy that her previous episode was her on a boat with
yeah
on okay, the water.
Good. Yeah, well, good. That's a so that's a way my to reframe. Opinion.
Yeah, but will they be together in 5 years or when they're 80? I don't know. I mean, who
hopefully
knows?
He doesn't troll through the rest of the Housewives. He can keep it moving.
No way.
Okay,
no
good.
Way. So then they tried to do their own stack of vaginas. I don't know, you guys. It's kind of boring. Let's talk about Salt Lake City. You guys
this
are
is
on
the best
this.
Show tell on me, television that's ever been made.
Tell me what you think.
Well, this got usurped for the Super Bowl, so that was kind of a bummer.
Yes.
So it wasn't on
I
last
did.
Night.
I did read a, you know, like a, you know, anonymous tip or whatever that Lisa Barlow was supposedly overheard saying that one of the housewife's children wants to be their own, like,
don't talk about my family like that. Don't talk about my family. You're brutalizing my family.
Meredith, why can't you ever have my back? I'm trying
my
to have
yours.
My
father did die. He died. You, I'm my, who, this is repugnant. You are lying. Lying.
I don't understand why you're friends with Mary. I just don't get it.
Mary treated me nicely. Mary treats me nicely. She doesn't talk about my gay son, who never even came out. No one knows he's gay.
No, here he is.
He is heterosexual.
He was barely featured this season, by the way. The only time the producers featured him was when he was deep-throating an oyster.
Yep.
They zoomed in on that. And he was like, ooh, wiping all the juice from his lips. And look, I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
You called out a woman's vagina, you made fun of her, and then you got bitch slapped. And now you're mad that someone called you out for being a little bitch.
Right.
And that
but that wasn't
happened.
Even Jen Shaw, who Meredith calls Jennifer Shaw. Jennifer Shaw didn't directly call him out. It
That's
was the
true.
Twitter trolls that called him out. And then she liked and retweeted.
Exactly. So the rumor was, not rumor, someone is claiming they overheard Lisa Barlow say that Brooks, you know, that someone's son wants to be a regular cast member. So, of course, we're assuming it's Brooks Marks. I disagree, though, because they barely featured him this second season.
I believe he does want to.
Oh, he definitely wants to. He definitely wants to.
He wants it so bad. But
I mean, when you come up with a blazer and then take a piece of paper and go across it and just Brooks Marks or a, you know, a leisure suit and then put like masking tape with Brooks Marks down. I mean, you clearly are, you know, the next Versace.
I'm so, 45 minutes late to my iron fashion.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. And 45 minutes late to your first fashion show, you spoiled little brat.
How many episodes are left? I don't even know. Because they have the reunion.
The reunion's three. We can't even wait. I think these are wonder, it might be the finale, but they feel like there's been 25 episodes this second season.
It's amazing.
They're filming now, so we'll see. Latest on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is that the judge did order Erica Jayne to hand over the $1.4 million diamond earrings. I thought they were $750, but I guess each stud is worth $750. Wow. And the Tom Girardi Chapter 7 bankruptcy case. And there's lots of rumors going on with them.
Yeah.
Their show fighting why, lots who got the cease and desist. Who didn't go to her hairline, her hair extension party? I guess Sutton and Garcelle didn't go. A lot of people are saying her hair extensions retail for $750 a chunk, which is astronomical amount of money, the kind that you'd clip into your head. Are you kidding me?
And that better be, or that thing better last 2 years if it costs that.
Jeez, $750 for a clip of hair?
Yeah.
I will say we can't, you know, we met Erica.
Yes.
So since we're best friends now,
yeah, that's fine.
We don't want, you know, but she, one thing we noticed, we overheard her introduce herself, not to us, because we already, like, it was already presumed we knew who she was, but
right.
She introduced herself as Erica Girardi.
Oh, that's right. You told me that
And
last
that was
time.
Recently. Sort of so yeah. Our best friend, you know, we hope everyone's being supportive.
I don't know why she didn't Schitt's Creek her jewelry like they did in the show Schitt's Creek, where she put the diamonds in the Kleenex box and just... That was it. I mean, that's, I don't know. Why aren't you putting your jewelry in the...
Well, because they know she has it. She's worn it in the show, so they know that she has it. She can't say, like, I've misplaced it now.
Once again, another reason not to do a show.
Not do the show.
Yeah.
You have not been watching New Jersey, but I wanted to fill you in.
Yes. But,
so Jennifer got a nose job in Turkey, and then people reminded me, hey, Melissa did too.
Turkey or just
no?
Nose
just
job?
On her own.
In her life.
But people
yeah.
look better with plastic surgery.
Well, and let's not forget that Mike on Shaws of Sunset tried to sleep with Gigi. You tried to F me in Turkey, bitch. Right. So a lot of things get done in Turkey.
Exactly.
Right.
Bravo.
Wow, that's a good memory. But except that wasn't Mike.
Yeah. She said
New Jersey's not Bravo though.
No. Well, Shaws of Sunset's Bravo.
Oh, Shaws of Sunset. Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, so anyway, what I wanted to tell you about is Gia is now a full housewife.
Oh my God.
Gorgeous.
They won't say it, but she is.
Wow.
I'm pretty confident. I can say I think she's getting her own salary.
Is she
the way Brianna did Vicky's daughter. And that's why she's bringing it. And she's, you know, doing her hands and she's fighting with Joe, her uncle.
So she's kind of like Kim Zolciak's daughter, too. Like, is she that age?
She's 21.
Oh,
so
wow.
She can drink at the parties. And she got a nose job, too. So she looks great.
She probably looks so beautiful.
She's super cute. And so then now she's fighting with Joe Gorga because Joe Gorga has gone after her dad. And so she's like, and that's when I walk away. And she's doing all this. And a lot of people are like, I'm not enjoying seeing Gia as the seventh housewife. As if I was Teresa, though, I think I'd probably push for it. You've been on the show since you were four. You know how to act. It's your life anyway. Your family's involved. You're being exposed.
That's a good
point. You know,
point.
You might
it's
as well
taken over her
you
life.
You might as well be like Brielle. You might as well be like a Kardashian. You might as well be like the Hadid girls or
yep.
the Lisa Rinna's kids. You might as well do it. And if you can bring it, and you are sassy, and you, it is your family, and that's all anyone wants to talk about is the Gorgas and the Giudices fighting. I guess you're part of it, but a lot of people felt it was sort of uncomfortable, like to see her like talking to Uncle Joe Gorga like that. But
I think I'd kind of like seeing her. But yeah. I mean, yeah, you're right. It's her birthright. She's her whole life's been dedicated to it. They have her singing all over TikTok, right? When she sang the song in the pizza
Woke
place.
Woke up in the morning. Sing about so many things.
That's actually good, Heather. Kind of made it like
anyway,
a little bit
this
of a jam
girl,
there.
The other story is this girl, it's been exposed that her plastic surgery husband, even though she didn't go to him, had a affair 10 years ago that she tried to keep silent. That has now come out.
But this isn't the one who exposes everything that you told us. She goes, I believe I don't have any secrets. So
Margaret is the one who told on her.
Okay.
So now that's what it's about. But that's what's happening there. Celebrity Big Brother, you guys have been watching this. And well, I don't know. I've never really watched it except when Ross was on it, Ross Matthews. And
we thought you were going to be on it, quite frankly.
I might be after the fall. I might now be that woman.
We always wait every
now,
season.
And now we have. You know what? I'll never make it because I believe that, and I don't even care I'm saying it, I believe Julie...
Chen Moonves?
Yes, is not a fan of mine.
Really? Why?
I don't know. Because I auditioned for the talk, and then after that, throughout all the years of like having a real publicist and a book and a special, and so I could never get on the talk, even as like Hot Topics or whatever. I never, ever could get on that show again.
Well, I think one good thing is that you have not talked really a lot about Big Brother or Survivor or any of that over the years on this podcast. So
I mean, if I was to be picked on it, I would do it. I would really have to study it and watch it because I really don't know about the show that much.
And it's really complicated. I mean, it's just like vetoes and POH and yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
And then when you win the whole thing, you get 250.
Yeah. Yep.
So I mean, well, every time you go long, missing, we yeah. think, is this bitch on Masked Singer or is she on Celebrity Big Brother? Every single time I'll be like, damn, Heather, she's probably on Celebrity Big Brother. And yeah. then we go and turn it on and it's like, oh, we're just, I mean, I know you're going to pop up on something and we're going to be like, you whore, you didn't tell us because you won't be allowed.
I mean,
I think you would kill at Celebrity Big Brother. Kill.
I think the people would keep me around because I don't think I'm a threat. I'm very unathletic. I'm not good at like a quick puzzle game.
Mm. Your just social game though would be on fire.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, people sure. would enjoy my company.
Yeah.
But other than that, so I think people wouldn't be getting rid of me the way they get rid of someone that's actually like really athletic and really smart.
Well, they kicked Teddy Mellencamp off, first one off.
And why?
There's a UFC fighter on there who was really threatened by her, mm-hmm. but also I do feel Teddy probably wasn't entertaining in the house. She was entertaining to me because I just like to look at like pretty faces.
Yeah.
And Chris Kattan was on.
Yes. Is he still around?
And he left of his own volition. Yeah.
Oh, he quit.
And yeah. you know, they have 24-hour feeds in the house.
And why did he quit?
And they said online, they said he disappeared from the live feeds. Mm-hmm. That was like the quote. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how does one disappear? And you see him roaming around at night, like looking to just get escape. Yeah. And I mean, I really enjoyed Chris Kattan. He's funny on there.
But he definitely seems troubled. He seems troubled.
Who's left? Shayna Mokler, Lamar, that Misha UFC Tate, girl.
Oh, Carson Kressley.
Todrick Hall, who was on Masked Singer.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, I just want to say you'd be obviously incredible at Masked Singer too, but I think your voice would be really recognizable, so you might have to
stick to
put on a voice.
Oh, yeah.
No, but the voice, is like, they do a weird voice. No, you only hear the singing. I don't think so.
You don't?
No, I think I can get away with the singing.
I mean, honestly, like...
Well, I'm available.
We can't go anywhere. I mean, literally, we've gotten approached on a plane... And like we're there, we're eating like smelly food on the plane, and the flight attendant was like, "Juicy scoop," and we were like, "In masks, like yeah. we get like all the time." So I mean,
why weren't you wearing a full face mask like Kanye?
I know we will. I should have been
just to have a more relaxing food, like, time. Prince Andrew was obsessed with anal sex. Former physical therapist claims.
Said probably honestly, I believe people who've been deceased for over 20 years knew this. Was this a hot take for anyone?
So this woman has come out because, of course, his people are saying that Gumfrey, the woman, you know, that really brought the whole thing with Epstein down, who is suing him, they're saying, oh, she's lying. So then this physical therapist said, no, it's true that she was bending over to prepare her equipment when Andrew came in behind her and said, hey, nice ass. Do you take it up the ass? I went, none of your fucking business. Adding that the prince came up so close they were almost touching. Despite their so tense introduction, she continued with the first 6 sessions. And the reason she got the client is because Fergie recommended her. And then she also said that one of the things he said, one of the things that he said about why Virginia Guffrey's thing is all false and that the photo was mocked of them in what's her name's place. Hey, what's going on with her?
Ghislaine.
Yeah. Can you just look up the latest?
I thought she was guilty, but she hasn't been sentenced.
Yeah, okay. I thought so, too.
And she hasn't been sentenced. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, he said, and she claimed that he kept asking for hugs, and he's like, I don't even like to hug people. Well, this physical therapist said that he was kept asking for hugs and wanting hugs.
Oh. He's acting like that photo was, like, what, Photoshopped?
Yeah. A lot of people were concerned about Britney's post about melted fudge.
They feel like it's supposed to be like symbolic of something, or
I don't think it is. I think she just likes fudge. You guys, come
on.
What
is the problem? Y'all. I just look.
I mean, people post their food all the time.
Yeah.
She did post this. You are scum, Jamie Lynn. So I don't think we need to analyze
that. She looks pretty
She looks really good there.
Good.
You better work.
Good for you, Brittany.
Keep those sconces on the wall too.
She looks fit.
She looks really pretty there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
Is she going to try to make you
Jamie
scum,
Lynn
Jamie
supposedly
Lynn
is starting a podcast. That's the rumor too.
Wow. Just.
And that's about it. With the news.
Oh, great.
I mean, here's the thing, you guys. What else is going on with your lives?
We have nothing going on. The most exciting thing that happened to us was your head injury, honestly. Okay. We felt like we were a part of it.
Right.
We were just like, people were asking if we were okay. They're like, is everything okay? It's like, we're healing and we're taking time out of it.
We should post a lot of pictures of us with you. Where it's like, Heather fell, and then it was like a picture of us.
Oh, good.
Where it's like, shout out to the time, TBT, when she didn't fall, when we were with her.
Yeah.
So we made sure they knew that
we were
with you.
We had to clout chase on the Tempe Laugh Factory or whatever, you know, because Julie.
And then I did a post where it's like, thank God, I was there last year, and this could have happened a year ago. Oh, thank God it was. Thank God it was. You know how when something happens and you had maybe you were there a year ago.
Oh, I did every. I've been with Heather several times when she did stand up, and that didn't happen.
Oh yeah, many times
we blame Justin. We lightly blame Justin a little
bit. And then we did try and start a thing where it was Justin's fault. You know what I mean?
I like that.
Yeah, we're going to start that rivalry.
But really, honestly, that was the most exciting thing. Because everyone had to reach out. Like, oh my God. It was like, who was the first person to tell you? Again, let's bring up Heath Ledger. Is that a star guide?
Right.
Like, who first told you about Betty
It was
White?
Like 9/11. You know, and like, where were you during?
Yes.
And it was like, where were you during Heather?
Where did you hear it from? A DM? Did you hear it from my own Instagram?
Yeah. I heard it from Twitter. I saw that Justin said... Early in the morning, I was up early on Sunday.
Yeah.
And it was like, Heather's recovering. And I was like, what? What? And it was so early. And then I'm trying to like scramble. I'm like, how do I figure this out? And it was like, it was kind of hard to figure it out. And then I needed to be a lurker who was like telling, I'm like immediately told her and I needed to tell Leah. And then I'm like, who else can I need to be the person? I was like trying to be the juicy scoop of it all. Yeah. But then I was able to find out on Twitter. People had already tweeted us, like, I hope everything's okay, because there was so many people at that show.
But then when it turned out, it was like, you fractured your skull. It's like, we were like, what? That's when it got serious, and
well,
we really had to look inward.
A lot of people sending me flowers.
Oh, that's good.
Leah Black, Lala Kent, Guy Branum.
We tried.
And not you guys.
We texted.
Dr. Kasabian, who does my Botox.
Did they send them to Arizona or did they send them
to your home? No, they sent them to my house. And Kristen Dode from Vanderpump.
Wow.
And anybody that asked for my address, I was like, I gave it. I wasn't like, oh, no, I've had enough. No. I was like, send them along. I was like, Brandon, go outside and make sure there's no flowers on the porch, like when I was at home. And really enjoyed all the gifts and the well wishes. And then yesterday I got a card from Jeff Lewis. I could not believe he sent me a card.
That's nice.
And I posted it, and then I realized it wasn't from Jeff Lewis. I have an attorney named Jeff Lewis.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
And I was
it was from my attorney, Jeff Lewis, not Jeff Lewis, the you know, house flipper.
Do you think Jeff Lewis, the attorney, was like, if you want to press any charges, do anything litigious against the Tempe?
Definitely was not the Tempe Impro's fault. And I will be back there April 9th.
I was wondering if it was an altitude thing, too. People really do. And you go to Arizona all the time. But even just it does have a different altitude there.
I mean, I really just don't know. I mean, it's just very, very bizarre.
Are your kids worried or no? Everyone's just, you're all just compartmentalizing.
I mean,
they're
okay.
Boys.
Yeah. Like, I was like, Brandon, did you not see the video? Like, everyone's seen the video. He's like, no. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll show you. But like,
no, I think it's so scary. I was pretty scared to watch it. I've only heard it.
Oh.
And I thought hearing it was pretty stressful myself. I was like, ugh.
It's just been a weird time. But like I said, I mean, it would have been sucked more if I had like a bunch of shows. I don't. I have just the March 25th, 26th, and 27th at Brea, and then the 9th.
You're
so I have
like
enough time
shows
to relax.
I knew you were fine when you were immediately still concussed and saying, I'm sorry. Like, all you were thinking about in the video even was the show.
Yeah.
Like, you were like, I didn't do my show. You, like, you didn't do the thing that you were supposed to do. Like, you were thinking about the show.
And, like, throughout the night when I was, like, in the ICU, I was like, oh, my God. And I didn't say this and I didn't say that. And, like, it's just so weird. But now everything's fine. And
you'll get on Celebrity Big Brother.
Maybe.
Because you're that woman. Woman got hurt, too. This woman had a head injury, too.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Whatever. And we'll see what they who comes to call in, you know, or maybe Super Bowl, whatever, to perform.
Yeah.
Brandy, Julie, Dumb Gay Politics, your Patreon, follow you.
Yeah.
All of it. Patreon.com/dumbgaypolitics. Dumbgaypolitics, our podcast. If you like politics, if you don't, go over to the Patreon. We just talk shit. We do weird stories. We just have fun.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Glad you're okay.
Love you. I am too.